crate, bigger than any Orin had ever heard of. 50 meters long? 60? He wasn't about to measure it. Terrified, he scanned the debris for his blasters. One was there, smashed beneath a rock. Where was the other? Could it do any good? Kenobi! Orin yelled. Help me up! Clearly startled by the new arrival, Ben looked back at Orin. But more squealing Tusken brats ran past, shocked out of hiding, and his attention turned to them. Quickly! Ben yelled, pointing to the east. Go! Forget them! Orin tried to get Ben's attention again, but saw that it was too late. The crate had seen them through the dust cloud. Golden eyes glowing, it bounded forward, its clawed feet scrambling easily over the stones. It went for Ben and the Tusken child first, lashing out with its mighty tail. Orin threw his arm in front of his face, petrified. He looked out to see Ben duck quickly, pushing the child to the ground as he did. The pillar the tail struck shattered, its pieces plummeting toward the man and child at its base. Ben started to move again, to grab the youngling, Orin thought. But instead, Ben thrust his arms high. The rubble halted in midair, as if collected in an invisible basin. Orin looked at it in awe, and then looked back at Ben, mesmerized. Ben's face strained from the effort, but he gritted his teeth and gave a shove to the air. Half a ton of collapsing stone tipped harmlessly away from the prone Tusken child. Orin gawked. The crate lunged. So did Ben, now wielding a weapon of gleaming blue light. A lightsaber! Leaping directly into the creature's path, he sliced out with his weapon. The ripping movement caught the crate in the face, severing a number of its already jagged teeth. Startled, the dragon reared back. Behind Ben, the Tusken child scrambled to Orin's side, but the farmer was too fearful to shoo it away. Ben was moving again, this time hopping lithely up a rock to the creature's left, attracting its attention away from Orin and the little Tusken. Mighty rocks grinding to powder beneath its feet, the behemoth wrenched violently. It pounded its horned head against the broken pillar Ben had perched on top of. But Ben was no longer there, Orin saw. A backflip put the man on the crate's hind side with an intervening lightsaber slash at one of its tough back fins. The act seemed only to infuriate the dragon. It charged away from Ben, pulverizing more columns as it did. From behind a teetering formation, a Tusken elder appeared, carrying an infant. The figure froze in panic before the rushing creature's advance. Ben was running too. His free hand whisked through the air in a purposeful wave, and up ahead of the crate, the Tusken pair suddenly went aloft, flying harmlessly out of the monster's path. Startled, the dragon slid to a halt and screeched to the sky. It was the sound they'd hear in the oasis, Orin thought. The Tusken child cowered, burying its head against Orin's shoulder. This time, Orin pushed it away. Ben, the madman, had reached the dragon in the newly created clearing. Any thought of escape had passed. Orin had to see this. Aware now of the danger Ben's weapon posed, the crate turned on all fours and lashed out with its massive barbed tail. Ben leapt over it the first time it passed, ducked it the second, and slashed at it on the third. There was no fourth strike. The crate howled, recoiling. Orin looked on with amazement. The surrounding stone pillars framed the combatants like some impromptu arena, only one far too narrow, and that would surely become Ben's undoing, Orin thought. The crate seemed to realize it too. Hampered by its injured tail, the crate chose a new tactic, crushing Ben with its immense weight. Pointing toward Ben and tilting its head, the dragon threw its body into a roll. With nowhere to leap, Ben disappeared beneath the mass of tumbling fury. Another megalith was struck, and then another, tipping and shattering like ale bottles knocked over on a bar. Shards pummeled the crate, and still it rolled, vanishing in the rising cloud of dust. Ben nowhere in sight. A second later, the dragon appeared again, racing from the haze on all fours toward Orin and the Tuscan child. Orin yelled, but then the crate did too, stopping meters short of them. Its head turned, its pointed beak-like mouth snapping in the direction of its shoulders. And now Orin saw why. Ben was there, clinging to the creature's jagged back, his tunic dirtied and torn. Somehow, he had survived the roll and wound up on top. And he was no passive rider. He raked the creature's haunches repeatedly with the lightsaber. That was what had stopped its advance, Orin realized. And stopping for the crate was deadly. Hopping from scale to stony scale, Ben landed astride the monster's neck. Finding a weak plate in its carapace, Ben plunged his blue blade in. The crate screamed, louder than any of Orin's sirens ever had. It shuddered, and Ben had to fight to stay atop the beast. But he did, and his lightsaber found a home again inside the animal, this time inside its primitive brain. The dragon died, its head thudding to rest meters from Orin and the child. Mesmerized, Orin looked at the massive carcass. A nasty black tongue slipped from its mouth. Beside Orin, the youngling glanced back once at the dragon and then at his savior, before scampering away without a word. Ben slipped off the creature's back and stared silently at it. To Orin, Ben seemed satisfied in the first moment and then crestfallen in the next, as he seemed to realize what he'd just done in front of his witness.
You're a Jedi,
Orin exclaimed. Ben said nothing. His arms hung at his sides, the lightsaber limply pointing toward the ground. Orin's mind raced. He thought back to the holo news he'd seen in Anchorhead a while back. There'd been some kind of coup waged against the Republic by the Jedi, he thought. Orin didn't know much about Jedi. It had never made sense to him why the Republic would put its faith in a group it neither controlled nor understood. It wasn't smart business. Something must have gone wrong, because the Jedi had been purged, giving rise to the Empire. That's why you're here, Orin said, clawing at one of the rocky walls in an attempt to stand.